The Peacocks, Jazmia Horn, who was in town last week with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra. Their performance was sublime, especially that song and Vance Thompson's special arrangement for it. It was a real highlight for me. The Knoxville Jazz Orchestra has never sounded better. I'll just go ahead and say that as well. Jazmia Horn was otherworldly and wonderful, and she was also kind enough to stop by WUOT before the show. Kelly Jolly and I both talked to her, and here is that interview. You're playing with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra. Do you usually play with big bands, or is this something you don't do that much?
I do it quite often, actually. I really like playing with big bands and orchestras. A couple of weeks ago, I was playing in Germany with the WDR Jazz Orchestra there, and I've also played with Jazz at Lincoln Center. So it's fun for me. It's exciting.
Yeah, in this particular concert, you get to play the arrangements, well, some arrangements that were written by, of course, Vance did some of the arrangements, and then Joe Mazzaferro and Keith L. Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, Keith L. Brown.
I'm very excited.
Very excited about hearing that those arrangements, too, of your songs.
Yes.
And did Keith play with you for a while?
Keith Brown?
Yeah.
He's still playing with me. We are actually headed to El Salvador tomorrow. Yeah.
So I'm a roadie. And I speak Spanish, sort of.
Okay.
And so let me, and I'll bring my own tea.
Can you play tambourine?
I'm learning.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some lessons coming up. Now, speaking of playing with big bands, I got to tell you something. Everybody's talking about the Grammys. I want to talk about the 2018 Grammys when you were on there. I turned that on, and you just blew me away. I've watched that clip probably 10 times. And what blows me away about it, first of all, the singing is incredible, but your presence on that stage was amazing. You look like I was born to be on the stage. I'm comfortable here. I'm relaxed and I'm energetic. Were you nervous? Because you didn't show it a bit.
I was totally nervous. But that's one of the things that I just, it's another talent of mine. You don't see it because I've been doing it for so long. But there were so many butterflies in my stomach. Because it was on national TV, and there were so many people in the audience. And I was blown away just the fact that the opportunity happened to me, that I was granted the opportunity for that. It was exciting, and there were so many feelings and emotions. All the feels, all the emotions were happening, and I didn't know what to do, so I just had to sing.
Is it hard to stay focused when you look out and see a sea of people like that?
I don't look at them. I see them, but I don't look at them because then I lose my focus. So for me, music is a meditation, and I just channel whatever it is that I'm speaking about. I try to see it. So in the morning, if I'm moaning, I'm thinking about me waking up and living out my life daily, and having to moan because that's something that helps me to deal with the realities of my life. So moan, what the song is about, and the lyrics that John Hendricks wrote is very relative to my life, even though he wrote it so long ago. So that's what I'm thinking about specifically for that performance. That was what I was thinking about in that moment. And I do that with all of my songs because that's what we are as singers, as storytellers. So the story has to come across and it has to be conveyed. So I don't have any time to be nervous. Even though I have the feeling, I just have to let it go and just really concentrate on what I need to say to the people. Yeah.
So if you're telling the story and if listeners and viewers like Todd are feeling it, then you must have some deep stories.
Oh, thank you. I definitely do. Yeah.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. morning find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. Yeah, but I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend many days and nights alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody would come and bring me release. Every evening I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm mourning. Morning, find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening, find me moaning. I'm alone and crying. I'm so tired of pain. Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Jasmia Horn with Moanin'. She's here with us. Kelly Jolly's with us. That track is from the album Social Call, one of our favorites. And it starts with the name of the album, a social call, which is this great double meaning, at least double. Maybe there's more layers there that I don't even catch. But that record's great because, I mean, Kelly, you know, we get a lot of records in. And that one stands out for a number of reasons. First, you as a performer. But that record has a lot to say, you know. And I just think it's incredible. What's your feeling on it now that you've looked back a couple of years later?
I'm so ready for this new music to come out. A Social Call was good because it was a call to, you know, think about the community socially. It was to bring social awareness, you know, love, light, peace, joy, prosperity, but also the issues that we have and we face today as people, as human beings, not just as Black people in America, because I'm a Black person in America. Yes, I am speaking for myself, but I'm also talking about socially what's going on, not let's go sit down and have a cup of tea and be social and socialize. No. Let's bring the facts to the table. What is going on right now? Why do children have to live in cages? They were not born into the world for that type of stuff. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. Why does food live in captivity? Why can't I just go to a tree and pick an orange? Why do I have to buy an orange? Let's talk about those things. Why are people being mistreated? Why are people being used? Why does poverty exist? Why do private prisons exist? Let's bring these things to the table. We're talking about all types of things that are just wrong in the world and in society. So my job as this being, as Jazmia Horn, the jazz singer, is to sing jazz and to sing music, but also bring awareness. And that's what A Social Call was really about. And so the next album, I'm excited about it because it is not a political album and it is not about social injustice. It is actually about love and liberation. And it is a call to action. Now that you have the social call, now let's do something about it.
Is love political, though?
Love is. It definitely is. It is. And so is liberation.
To choose love. To choose love.
Yeah.
So I think if people enjoyed a social call for that, they'll get some of that in love too.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, be liberated with your love.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So what is that sound? What is that going to sound like?
It's all of my original compositions with the exception of two. I am really excited. It sounds like everyone who has heard my music tell me that I write standards. They're like, we should put this in a real book. Mm. And I'm honored that people feel that way. I just really write what's on my heart and just hope that I can inspire somebody to live better and liberate themselves from whatever situation they're going through, because I've been in really tough situations. Mm. And love and music has allowed me to liberate myself. And I want somebody else to experience that, you know, no matter if they're a woman or a man or Black or white or whatever their situation is, because music is for everybody. It's a universal language. It heals everybody, not just a certain people or a certain race of people. So love and liberation, that's what it's going to sound like.
I've started to change my views over the years. Political situations and solutions without love, in a lot of ways, are doomed to fail.
Mm.
What are you going to call the record? Have you named it something?
I can't tell you that. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. This is your chance to break the story.
No.
Though.
It's just the three of us.
So, but you've got a name.
I do.
And you've got the songs picked out and everything.
I do.
When are you going to unveil this so I can quit guessing?
Well, the album is coming out in June.
Right, I'm going to pre-order on Amazon. I'm just going to tell you right now. Speaking of which... Do you read your reviews on Amazon?
I don't have time, and I also don't want to know what people think, because everybody's thoughts are not, you know, people have preconceived notions. They hear my music, and because of what they've been taught or what they've been trained or what they know, you know, they might not have a positive perspective, and that's not my problem, but it's not necessary for me to hear. And I have people who handle the shipping and all that for Amazon. So I'm definitely not going on there reading reviews. Thank you for the good reviews, everybody. But I'm not reading them. I'm not. I don't want to, you know. It's almost like reading YouTube reviews. It's like, you know, there are people who hate certain things in the world.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you personally.
It has nothing to do with me.
It just has to do with them having a platform to complain.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
from like a safe distance.
Yeah.
Anonymously.
Like, yeah. Facebook bullies, and I don't involve myself with that.
I guess the ultimate review is what happens with you in the audience.
Exactly. people come up to me crying after shows and laughing after shows. And both of those are good. Because most of the people who are crying is because they've never seen or felt or heard or felt the way that they felt or heard anything like what they heard before. And that's good. I feel like I'm doing a good job when people like that come up to me. And then the people who are laughing, they're just laughing hysterically because they feel the same way. I'm excited about my life and where I am and how I'm able to reach people. You know, I used to be sad that I had to be away from family or, you know, be away from home. But so many people are being uplifted by what it is that I do. And vibration is good. Music is vibration, and that's good. And that vibration reaching this person and that person, it starts like a domino effect, vibrational domino effect. And I live for that. That's good. I'm excited about it.
So who are some of the artists that gave you that vibration?
Betty Carter, for sure. Sarah Vaughan, John Hendricks, Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole, Bobby McFerrin, Rochelle Pharrell. Oh, my God. Rochelle Pharrell still gives me vibrations. Lettucey, Frank Sinatra, who else is out there? Roy Hargrove. Oh, John and Alice Coltrane. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. There's so many of them. So many of them.
Were they the voices and sounds that inspired you to write songs that sound like standards? Do you feel like it's like a honoring the tradition tradition?
I think the way that I sing already honors the tradition, but I'm so in love with the tradition. It's like it's almost like a reverence. Yeah, I think so. It's a reverence with my spin on it. You know, it's like a standard with, my grandmother said, the same mashed potatoes warmed over, you know. So my grandma already cooked those potatoes. I just added a little bit of dill and some paprika or something and whipped it back up.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to start putting dill in there. I put dill in the spanakopita, but I never put it in the potatoes.
Dill and potatoes is really good.
It's
if you just
deal.
Slice them up before you boil them and put the dill on there, man, let me tell you.
Okay, so she's a vocalist, a composer, and a chef.
Yes.
And she's also a seamstress. We talked about that.
I made what I'm wearing, too.
Yes. Oh, that's the world I live in.
Yeah.
Fabric. And I feel like, what do you feel like it adds to your performance to know that you're presenting yourself, your art, with something that you're wearing?
I become all of my art because the vibration that is coming out of my body is my art, and it's God's art because God created me. And then the gift of tapestry and putting this and sewing this together is also every time I sit down at my machine and I'm pushing those clothes through, it's a meditation. Like you explained flying a kite, you like doing that as a meditation. I like sewing because when I do finally get a chance to do it, you know, what I'm feeling inside touches the clothes. And then that vibration I put it on my body. So I'm wearing how I'm feeling. And then I'm singing how I'm feeling. And it's no one else's intentions but mine. And it's good and it feels good. And I like it. And I don't think I'm going to stop. I don't think I'm going to stop.
You know, Kelly not only makes her own stage where she makes it for her husband, which I find like,
oh yeah,
that's impressive. Not only that you make it for the husband, but that he wears it and wears it well.
Well, there are two things. Will Boyd is a grateful eater. As long as he doesn't have to cook, the food is delicious, and he's also a grateful model. He'll wear he'll wear anything, especially if it matches me. He loves to match me.
Hey.
So it's not my idea. When people see us match outfits, it's not my idea. It's Will Boyd's idea. Mm. He likes to match me.
That's
I tell
beautiful.
People I match him so that people know he belongs with me. Yeah.
I like how she said with me and not to me. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it looks great, too. When they come out together wearing the same thing, I'm like, oh, yeah. If I didn't know who they were, I'd be like, I'm going to love this.
And I always think the show starts when people see you.
That's true. James Brown used to say that all the time. They see you before they hear you.
Right.
It's true.
Jasmia Horn, we really appreciate you talking with Kelly and myself.
Kelly and Todd, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.